welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Thurmont Business Expo. We're here for a special event on Saturday. We'll be here all the way up until 2 p.m., and we've been talking to some of the people locally here, some of the great businesses and people that we love to chat with, and I have a very special guest here with me right now, Pete Rauman. Pete is the author and brains behind the FrederickScanner.com. Frederick Scanner is amazing, a very amazing website with all kinds of great webcams and traffic and information and everything. So, Pete, tell me a little bit about how you got started with Frederick Scanner. Where'd you come up with the idea?
Sure, thank you. And thanks for having me, Michael. It's great to be here. So, Frederick Scanner, I don't know if you remember, but I don't know, back in 2010, you remember this little bit of snow that we got?
A little bit. Snowpocalypse?
Yes, yeah, snowpocalypse. Yeah. There you go. So that's kind of where it originated from. Yeah. It's been running ever since. And, you know, basically it was the fact that there wasn't enough knowledge or news going on of what's happening outside of our houses. I think it's safe to say all of us were in cabin fever mode, and I was no different from that. Wanted just to know what's going on, live updates sort of a thing, specific to Frederick County, not to the whole DMV, you know. So I wanted to make something that was servicing the county.
So it's very Frederick-centric.
Very centric, yes. Uh-huh. It's completely focused on it. Everything that we do is for the county of Frederick. But yeah, so it's been going ever since then on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Is there an app for it for mobile devices?
There is, and I'm glad you actually asked me that, because I'm going to make an announcement right now that I'm kind of excited about. So we're only on iOS, so on iPhones and iPads. Mm-hmm. So we have an app called the Frederick Scanner Pro. And as of yesterday, we now integrated CarPlay features into that app. So not only is it on your iPad or iPhone now it's also on the cars that have CarPlay. So
you can just
fire up Frederick Scanner.
Exciting.
Yeah, listen to it there. So,
and that's really important when you're traveling from point A to point B.
It is.
Traffic on 15 has gotten so hot and picking bad that, I mean, I religiously use your service there. What other things does FrederickScanner.com have that people would use?
So, again, I like to look at it as kind of the dashboard for Frederick County, you know. So you go to FrederickScanner.com, and right away you're greeted with a rich interface of, you've got your webcams, you know, the traffic cameras, you've got still cameras that are going on, you've got the live feeds of incidents that are happening currently. You've got the weather report for that's, you know, local to Frederick. So, like I said, it's everything. And by the way, you can listen straight to the audio straight from that main page. So if you don't have a mobile phone, or if you're not there, if you're still listening from your PC, you could also fire it up from there. So like I said, everything I try to contain on that main page to be that dashboard of Frederick County.
So it's kind of a news, weather, traffic.
Yeah, basically. And I won't get into specific names, but I know there's various places around here that do use that as their basically their view on Frederick for that moment. So,
How do you monetize this? What is it that? How do you keep this going?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're constantly running in the red. So it really is a labor of love. I'm very gracious to all the amazing admins that we have that volunteer, that help us with all of the news, all, you know, updating incidents and so forth. But really, to be honest, you know, we do get some money from the app, but every penny of that goes straight back into the app, for instance.
Sure.
So we do a little bit of sponsorship, but that's really about it right now. So.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you were a bit busy a couple of weeks ago when we had that tractor trailer incident. How did that? I know you have a regular life, but do you just immediately jump up and become a reporter for FrederickScanner.com when incidents like this happen?
That's a great question. Yes, actually, as much as I can. And again, I'm fortunate that some of the admins that work with me. They also pitched in every once in a while. Whoever's local will actually go out there and represent the Frederick Scanner. We're known with the police and the fire departments now, and we do get in there to get some reports, some live reports. And that tanker fire, you know, bless everybody that was involved, and my heart truly goes out to the sad part of that. But we were very busy trying to cover that and give the county the news of what was happening at that current time. And I will say, that particular incident, it brought so much traffic. Our audio server was actually brought down because of the amount of people that were listening in and worried about it.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because I know I was on my way to Thurmont, and I was just south of Frederick in Urbana when I first heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately I rerouted around Monocacy Boulevard and up that way. But I remember thinking, should I go over there? You know, as a news guy myself, my instinct was I should go over there and kind of check it out. And then I thought, I probably should stay out of the way.
Right.
And I got back out on 15, and I saw one of the fire trucks coming north. And I got a chance to chat with them. And they said that fire was so hot, it blistered the paint off the house.
Yes.
Right there on 15.
Yeah, again, that's another unfortunate situation. But I got right up close to those homes.
Were you?
And I can definitely confirm that was a big disaster. You know, it was such a big disaster because it wasn't a single fire. It was a fire that actually spread down the side of 15, and actually, between what was it? Was it Rosemont and 7th or something like that? It flowed down the street and started setting brush fires, you know, further down the road. So it was a very big incident. I was covering literally one side of it, and then I had another person that was covering another side of it.
So how did you get the information about this was happening? I mean, how do you monitor? Do you have some way that you know these things?
Yeah, so a lot of the volunteers that I work with are related to the fire department, so we know in several different ways. Listening to the scanner, and we also get broadcasts. So, we do
get those RSS feeds.
Basically.
That text you?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then that's the whole premise of the Frederick scanner, right? Mm-hmm. Is that early breaking raw news before there's any real details. You know, we're just getting that news out there. Hey, this is happening right now. And then we start working with crowdsourcing, basically. And that's really the premise of Frederick Scanner, is the crowdsourcing is the meat of the stories.
For some of our listeners that don't know what that means, what is crowdsourcing?
Crowdsourcing is really working, you know, getting information from the crowd. So, you know, we post the initial incident, and we post, you know, we've got people that are listening, and they post updates here and there, but we have to depend on the actual public as well to send in pictures, to send in, you know, some other news tidbits.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a good side and a bad side. I mean, sometimes the news isn't totally accurate that we get in from the public, but sometimes it is. And so, you know, that's why I call it the raw breaking news, is because it's not polished.
Yeah.
It's not, nothing's confirmed at that point, but it is what we're getting in.
I mean, that makes sense. I used to listen to the local radio stations, but I find their traffic is usually about an hour or two behind, and their weather is never accurate. So I open up Frederick Scanner, and I look at it, and I can see the webcam, and I can tell right away how much traffic is at that 7015 interchange, you know, which is the main part of your site. So,
yes,
very valuable information.
I think that's it. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. What we're trying to do is give you the now news, you know, like, I need instant gratification of, like, you know, what's going on around me, and that's what the whole premise is. It's, you know, we rely on other news sources to do the polished story later, right? So, again, we're just the raw breaking news to give those same people that have ADD like myself, you know, that want to know what's happening right now, you know, that's where we are.
Right. So, okay, we're coming down the wire here.
Sure.
What's on the horizon for FrederickScanner.com? What are you working on? Anything you're excited about?
So we got a lot coming up. And I'm very excited about it. And what we're going to probably do is you're probably going to see a lot more with media, heading more towards the news and twins sort of scenario. You're going to see a lot of amazing partnerships that I think will help.
Like ours.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
The movie twins.
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, so yeah, that's exactly what we want to try to do, is start teaming up with the use, for instance, and start providing a centralized, more live sort of a news. media. So that's what we're working on. Okay. You're going to see other things like, you know, we have a new Alexa app.
Play Frederick Scanner.
That's exactly right. And you could say, Alexa, ask Frederick Scanner to play Fire Only if you want Fire. So
cool.
We got all that going. We got a lot of new ways to listen in, and you're going to see a lot of changes coming up, a lot of additions for media and partnerships.
Well, Pete, congratulations for a very, very important and great resource here in Frederick County. And we've been following your work for a long time. We've had a partnership for a long time, and thank you for it. We're going to have you on in the near future.
Thank you.
Talk a lot more about some of the exciting things.
Love to be back.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to get back to the music now after a short little break here and get you caught up on some of our news, weather, and traffic.
There you go.
At home, at work, or in your car, you got it locked to the station playing the best music.